Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 129, devoted to one another. Paul doesn't write from a distance. He writes from the inside of a life that knows what love actually costs. And he reaches for the closest language he can find, the language of home. Love one another with brotherly affection. Not put up with each other. Not be civil, brotherly affection, the kind that assumes you belong to each other. And then he says something that turns everything the world taught us about getting ahead completely upside down, outdo one another in showing honor. Romans 12, verse 10. Let that land. Paul is saying that in God's family and in yours, no one is a colleague. No one is a casual acquaintance. No one is just passing through. Everyone is family. And family runs on a different grammar. The grammar of love that shows up, that keeps showing up. Because devotion is exactly that. Presence. It's being at the table when the conversation gets hard. It's walking into the hospital room when you don't know what to say, but you came anyway. It's showing your face on moving day, on the hard anniversary, on the ordinary Tuesday that has nothing remarkable about it except that someone needed to see a familiar face. Devoted love isn't measured in feeling. It's measured in consistent, quiet, faithful presence. And then Paul throws down what might be the most beautiful challenge in all of Scripture. The one race where everybody wins. Who can show more honor? That is the only contest he invites us into. Not who rises higher. Not who shines brighter. Who honors more. And here is what is extraordinary about that race. The more you give away, the more the other person grows. Nobody loses when everyone is trying to outdo each other in honor. But honor held in your head honors no one. You can admire someone silently for years, and they will never know. Honor has to come out of your mouth. It has to have a name. It has to have a detail. I admire the way you carry your people. That honors. What you did that day changed things for me. That honors. Vague appreciation floats away. Specific honor lands. And I want to say something that might press a little. The truest test of devotion doesn't happen in church. Doesn't happen with the friends who only see your best self. It happens at home. With the people who see you unmasked, who know your morning edge and your evening impatience. Love the ones inside your walls first, and love them best, because when that love is real there, it doesn't stay contained. It spills outward into everything. Paul says outdo, not try to remember. Outdo, an active, deliberate, daily choice. Made before pride gets a word in. So today, you do this. Before breakfast, before you open anything else on your phone, you open a conversation and you send a message honoring someone in your family. Not something vague, something specific. Thank them for one concrete thing they did. Their name, their action. Tell them what it meant to you. It's not complicated, but it is powerful. And today, you're going to do it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.